This is KBA News. I'm Trip Krause. When most people think of the Arctic, agriculture isn't the first thing that comes to mind. But as Alaska Public Media's Aaron McKinstry reports, north of the Arctic Circle, in the tiny village of the Onuktuvuk Pass, that's exactly what's happening.
In her small backyard in Onuktuvuk Pass, Nasagrak Rainey Hobson opens the hatch to a small wooden box. Inside, a flurry of teenage chicks looks up in surprise.
Oh, they ate her egg. And they're like little dinosaurs.
Hobson eats the eggs and meat and uses the chicken poop as fertilizer for her garden. She says growing food locally just makes sense in a place where a one-pound cabbage can cost $12. But it's not exactly common. When she started about a decade ago, her neighbors grew curious. She was eating beautiful green salads all summer, a rarity in the remote village where food is either hunted, gathered, or flown in. And the meat-eating culture is strong.
At first, it was a lot of confusion because it's not a normal Inupiaq native thing to be gardening or to be involved in agriculture.
But getting started wasn't easy. Hobson spent time in Northern California when she was young, working in her grandmother's garden. But when she applied that knowledge in the Arctic, it failed miserably at first.
My stubbornness kicked in. And I was like, okay, now you just kind of made me mad and I'm going to make things grow here.
Hobson spent hours poring over what little information existed about growing in the Arctic, turning to faraway places like Siberia and Norway for advice. And she started talking to elders. She was surprised to learn that historically, roots, berries, and leaves made up a large percentage of the Inupiaq people's diets.
One of the original elders here, she used to bury potatoes along one of the creeks up north. And then she'd come back in the fall and dig them all up and get like hundreds of pounds of potatoes. And I thought that was fascinating.
Now Hobson has developed her own breed of agriculture that incorporates native plants like stinkweed and a high tunnel she installed in 2016. Some of her recipes mix traditional and Western plants, like pesto made with mashu or Eskimo potato. Hobson sells about 150 pounds of produce a year and gives half of what she grows to elders. The main goal of her project, which she calls Gardens in the Arctic, is to help her community eat healthier. For Hobson, Gardens in the Arctic is just one more way her people are adapting to survive. It's a skill they've used in the past when they faced colonization, forced family separations, and the pressure to give up a nomadic lifestyle.
Our talent and our Inupiaqness, our nativeness, is tied to adaptability and being able to survive and even thrive in an environment because we are very adjustable.
Hobson's project is giving elders like Louisa Kukienak Riley hope. Riley grew up gathering plants, but says when her generation was sent to boarding school, much of that knowledge wasn't passed on.
What Rainey's doing is getting us reintroduced how important it is to have your own produce and how satisfying that is.
In Onuktuvuk Pass, I'm Erin McKinstry.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.